Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Gamescast, episode 309. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Feinside.
Pew pew!
And Tony Korkanakis. I just hit my headphones.
Ping ping!
Deflection.
This is that Genji thing. Reflect.
That bastard killed me yesterday as Zenyatta. He did that to me. I'm like, fuck, I didn't stop in time. And I'm like,
it's like the thing is, you see him running at you. You're shooting. He can deflect everything except for...
You can't deflect...
I was going to say, except for the people with the laser beams and the freezing shit.
Symmetra kills him, like, all the time.
Yeah, the laser beams and the freezing shit, he can't deflect. But he can deflect Zarya's ult. He can deflect 76's heel.
Helix Rocket? Heel?
His heel. If he drops a heel and he deflects it at the right time, it'll heal Genji instead.
What?
Really?
That's ridiculous. I didn't even
know. This character is ridiculous.
This character
is ridiculous.
He doesn't reflect a Discord or
a Harmony.
Discord or
good. Yeah. If he could deflect that, that'd be fucking ridiculous. And
that would
just
be
yell about him
awesome.
All the time.
He can deflect all of Ana's stuff, though.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
All right, welcome, listeners, to episode 309. We have a good amount of news. We don't have all
good news.
It's all bad news.
Not good news, but a good amount of news. We're going to kick it off with a delay, which almost...
Yay.
I don't know, Corey, Corey, do we have a bet on Last Guardian? Because I think we do.
Sure do.
I can't remember if we do, but I think it's one of the...
I don't know what happened. I had to reinstall Slack, but we had it in our announcements.
I thought we did. So, we do. And it got delayed until December 7th. Are you nervous?
Well, now that they've set a precedent that this is the last time, it's not the last time.
They just said that, though.
No, I'm saying, let me finish. Now that they set the precedent that they can change the last time to whenever last time is with Uncharted, and they just did that here again, I have no faith that this will come out anytime soon. But
I don't think it's...
I still stand by my bet that it's coming out, but...
Oh, sure.
I'm not pleased that they delayed it again.
Again,
for sure.
I may lose this bet by 23 days, but everybody thought Jim's nuts for making this bet. I'm damn close now. Damn close.
You still lose, though.
Mm-hmm.
23 days instead of 3 months.
We'll see.
I made the call when they said it was coming out in October, and I was like, there's no chance.
Didn't they say guaranteed release date or something like that?
Well, they said the last... I mean, with Uncharted, it was the last one. With this one, it's like definitely coming. I mean, we have no faith that we cannot believe anything anymore. Unless you're Bethesda, but now we can't even believe them because Sony's like, fuck you. So, I don't know. We'll get to that. Is that on here? I think that's on here.
Yeah, well, that's there. That's there.
I mean, it's like, who knows anymore? Like... it's just unfortunate. Until it is on store shelves and you are playing the game, it's not coming out that day.
I can't believe that 2 months makes a big difference. In not even 2 months. It was like, 6 weeks gives a big difference for help them? I just don't see
it. After 10 years in the making or whatever for Last Guardian.
Final Fantasy is doing the same thing. It's like, why? Why?
Who's going to win? Who's beating who out? I don't know.
Final Fantasy is coming out first already. We know this.
Coming down to the wire. We'll see about that. It's coming down to the wire.
Ridiculous.
Meanwhile, the real question is, will either be good when they come out?
Meanwhile, Japanese players are playing Persona 5 right now, so...
What?
Fuck you guys. Yeah.
Bastards.
I listened to the entire soundtrack today at work.
I started playing Persona 4. And then I stopped because I'm like, there's no chance I'm going to finish this game before 5. So I'm just going to wait till 5.
What?
You have 5 months.
You're going to have it. Yeah, 5 months.
There's no chance. Is it 100 hours?
No, you can
80.
You can beat it in 40 hours for sure.
It's all because of Overwatch.
But Overwatch will stop you. I mean,
Overwatch, Gears of War,
if you blow
Final
through it,
Fantasy.
If you don't do all the extra stuff, you can beat it pretty quickly, actually.
Okay, I'll try to get through it then. I'll try. So
depends on how much you want to grind.
It's not to beat Fire Emblem though.
Yeah, no, that's the other one I played mostly. I'm getting into what I've been up to right now, but Tony, you texted me about you finishing Birthright finally, so I was like, shit, time to get Oh, Revelations. I'm sorry, not Birthrate. Revelations. I'm like, shit, it's time for me to get back to Fire Emblem. So now I'm on Mission 18, Chapter 18 in there. Dude, once I got past Chapter 13, that was the one I've been trapped on since who knows how long.
Yeah, 13 is like the cock block. Like, this is fucking Fire Emblem. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I breezed through three other chapters straight after that. Like, breezed through those chapters. And now there's 17 I'm on, so... I don't know. We'll see how this one goes. But I breezed through. No losses. I didn't even hiccup. I just, like, fucking bum rush people, and it was just over. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad back to that. I'm bringing it to work with me to play every now and again. So, you know, but back into Fire Emblem for myself. But I'm hungry for RPGs right now, and there's nothing out there to fill that hunger, really, right? I mean, Final Fantasy would have had a great spot right now for November for September 30th. It would have been perfect.
I mean, Persona 4 is an RPG, so...
But I didn't want to... Like I said, I thought I was going to hold off on it because I never thought I'd finish it in time. And then the other aspect. I really need to finish this game by the end of the year to give myself, like, time off between Personas. Because I'm guessing this next...
You don't have to play Persona right away. Yeah, Horizon that month, too.
I'm looking forward to Persona. Oh, Horizon. Yeah. Yeah, I might get that. Depending on how it comes out.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I don't think Persona 4 is particularly challenging unless you're doing the optional content. So, I mean, really, if you wanted, you could actually just watch the anime adaption, which I thought was actually pretty decent.
There's two of them, too. There's Golden and there's Normal.
Yeah, I didn't watch Golden anime. I watched the
original.
Well, I mean, do the games actually have stuff to do with each other? I thought they were all different stories.
It's similar to, like, Final Fantasy, where they don't really...
Yeah. They don't really tie in.
But...
Well, hold on. Persona 3 and Persona 4 definitely... They all take place in the same universe. They reference other characters.
Yeah, but they're separate stories, though, and different. They follow
right, but it's
characters.
Not a different universe.
It's not,
they're not
right.
Different universes. No, I thought they're all different universes. Like, whole new universe. Like,
well,
Final Fantasy.
Starting at 3, it is. Like, 1 and 2 are completely different. But then 3 and 4. 3 and 4 are separate universe.
I mean, I'm new to it. I'm psyched for Persona 5, even though I'm new to it, but... I'm psyched for it, so. But I'll be back. I guess I'll be back.
I mean, in the fighting game, there is storylines with them coming together.
I mean, right. The thing is, I don't think you're going to be at a loss if you play them out of order anyway. Like, if you do 4 after 5. The only thing I would question is, like, the quality of life. Because, like, I mean, point A is that going from 3 to 4 was a huge difference, at least for me. Because in Persona 3, you only had control of your main character. Like, the other three party members were AI controlled. So it's like, I'd be sitting there and be like, I'm weak. Please heal me. Please heal me this turn. And it's like Mitsuru be like, Marin fucking Karen, which is a goddamn debuff. And I'm like, And then I die. And it's like game over. Like, oh my god. But then Persona 4, they just gave you full control of all the characters. So it's like, oh, thank god. This game is so much easier now. So playing it in reverse order would be interesting. But
yeah, yeah. You'd have less features. Like, I know what you're saying.
The way that it's styled and the way that it's going to look is going to be completely different too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna
just
try.
Going back to
I'll
3
try.
Even, like, for me, it was just based off of the look was a little tricky as well.
It's rough. It's rough.
Because I was like, you know, I want to brush up on 3, but then I was like, I don't want to do it right now. Mm. They did make the PSP version, which is a little different. It's more, it's
easy
not,
mode.
Yeah, it's not real. It's not, like, fully 3D or anything the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's weird.
All right, Well, where are we? Let's start the podcast.
Yeah.
Let's start the podcast. Welcome, listeners, to 309. All right, let's kick off the news. We did talk about Last Guardian already. We did kick off the news. So, yeah, that's coming out December 7th, getting back to what we originally were talking about. Hopefully it's coming out December 7th. Corey's
more me. I'm hoping more than Jim might be open. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, none of us are buying this game, right?
No.
What, Last Guardian? I have it on pre-order. We'll see.
No. I will probably get it when it has the sale.
This is a No Man's Sky for me. It's like, it's not going to live up to the hype. It's not going to be not going to be worth the wait. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, talking about games that... I mean,
what do you do? What do you do in that game? I don't know. Shadows of Colossus is fine for me to not... Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, Recore's coming out right now, and that's an action game that... I've been looking forward to as an original title for Xbox. We're always talking about all these sequels to games and how we want new IPs. And I'm trying to embrace these new IPs as best I can and that I keep getting disappointed. And I'm not saying I'm disappointed by ReCore because I haven't played it yet, but I can tell you that the early reviews for it have made me wait until it drops in price, or at least maybe get it on, you know.
Is this a $40 game?
It's a $40 game, but it's got to drop in price more. I want to see it for $25.
As soon as we saw it, I think Tony and I both said that this looked like shit. It's going to be shit.
I mean, the argument that I've read about it is the game actually has very good combat.
It looks like Knack. I mean, like, it reminds me.
The world is too big for the game and that it's built for. Mm. It's just barren wasteland, essentially, and you're going back and forth amongst one area.
Inafune is involved. I will never play that game.
Good point. And that's a good point, too. I already have that hate for him already, so...
It's amazing how high we had him, and now it's like...
I'd love to
pull back the curtain. And
he was the chosen one. You were the chosen one!
We just compared... Inafune is Anakin Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, a lot of Star Wars talk this tonight. All right, let's continue on with Fallout 4 mods.
More bad stuff.
Not... Or
hey, guys, remember last year when they were like, yeah,
how do you feel about that, Mike? Like, I know you're still playing Fallout, so...
I am. That's actually all I've
been
playing
lately. Didn't you
mention
this last week where you're like, oh, well, maybe with the mods, there'll be something else to do.
I think you mentioned that in the podcast.
Yeah, probably. But nope.
Not happening.
No, because Sony... The reasons are very vague and...
It's
apparently Bethesda came out and said that they don't want the mods to be the way they should be. So we're not going to do them or something along those lines. I don't know what that means, but they did it for
Xbox,
which apparently they're not really that great there either because they're very limited, but they still
are an option.
Let me sum this up. Let me sum
PC
this up.
PC Master Race.
Yeah. I'll sum this up for our listeners. Cross-network play is never happening. There. Summed it up.
Yeah, maybe. Because Sony, I don't know. They just don't want to do anything anymore.
Arrogant but, Sony.
But it's for the players.
They don't give a shit. They already have all the players.
You need to be protected from yourself.
The thing with this is, what's ridiculous is that they came out and even said that they're not even trying to compete with the Xbox. They're trying to compete with PC. And yet you're not going to allow mods on your PlayStation.
Yeah.
So you're not competing with PC.
Yep. No one's, who's competing?
They
everyone's
came out and said that.
Everyone is saying they're not competing with anyone. They're all... idiots and they're liars. But PlayStation feels like they don't need to compete with anyone because they've been number one in this market for this whole generation.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just PR speak, but by saying, oh, we're competing against PC and the high-end users, you could say that because that's vague because there's manufacturers, like, it's not one entity. It's not like just Microsoft. It's, you know, thing. If they acknowledge Microsoft as a competitor, it looks a lot... I think it makes them look weaker, which is why... Even in months where they do win in sales and stuff like that, they hardly even tout. They don't even compare themselves to the other competitors. They're like, yeah, PlayStation did awesome. And then Microsoft is winning. It's like, I don't know. I think just the PR landscape has changed this generation. So,
Well, this is where we got to start, you know, raising the bitch fit that we raised back when Xbox had that awful E3. And all the...
Got them to reverse course. Yeah. I got what you're saying. Yeah.
And because that Sony saw that, like, sweet, we can do nothing now. And they did. But it was a good nothing. They didn't, like, do anything wrong like Xbox was going to do. And, you know, now they feel so secure in their place that they don't have to do anything. And
it's arrogant Sony. Return of arrogant Sony.
But, yeah, the mods.
It's amazing how fast it happens, isn't it? Like,
The
PS3 generation was catch up.
Is
now
it
they're
the
ahead
return,
and it's like,
back
or
to
the
is
old
it...
ways.
Now we just realize they've always been here.
So I've never really liked Sony. I got a PlayStation 4 simply because it was cheaper, and I like Uncharted as a exclusive better than the other stuff that Xbox was offering, and I had no interest in the Kinect.
I mean, and even up to this point, I would say the better gaming experience has been on the PS4. I mean, I've been disappointed with every original IP Microsoft's released, including their franchises in Halo. Gears might change that for me, obviously, but I'm not even going to, up to this point, like...
Quantum Break was
Sony,
maybe
it's
their
all
only
in Sony's
okay game.
Side. What's that?
Yeah, Quantum Break is maybe the only thing of interest that came out, I think, for that.
I was disappointed in, like, I guess I wasn't... It was a good game this year. It was very good, but it wasn't something that... It didn't...
Wasn't remarkable, wasn't special.
Yeah,
wasn't memorable.
It didn't give me that, like, there was no wow factor.
Nobody's talking about it now.
In my game of the year consideration, it won't be there. Like, it's just not going to be there at all. Yeah. Not even, like, a brief moment.
Well, we all know it's just, Overwatch anyway. But
to me, it's just glaring. That's, but going back to Fallout, not getting mods on PS4, it's just glaring because Xbox has it. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not great, but they have it.
Right, right. It's just another check mark or check box that Microsoft has that Sony doesn't. Like, just like backwards compatibility. Like,
it's like, why?
You can't argue that it's slowly building on that side. Like, they're arguing they have a better Slim console.
Absolutely. And Jim, you know, like a year ago, I said I would probably never buy an Xbox One, and now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be looking out for deals this holiday season, you know, because there are some games I want to play. Not to mention, you know, if they keep continuing to work on the 360 backwards compatibility, you know, it makes it more, attractive. Alluring.
Your library is waiting. Like, the second, like, any digital content you've gotten from Games with Gold or anything you bought automatically goes to your Xbox One. It's all there. Castle Crashers, everything's there for me. Yep. I love that feature. And like I said before, with the PS Slim, which I need a new console, like my PS4, just installing this patch was ridiculous. Like, it sounded like it was dying when it was installing the patch.
Why are you killing me?
It was making a whirling sound. Did it do that for you?
Well, no, mine installed while I was at work.
Oh. See, mine doesn't do that. It doesn't fucking do that. It drives me crazy.
Because you have to turn it on. It's fine. So what I do is, when there's an update to something, I go in the App Store and buy a theme that's free. Hit download now. It turns on my PlayStation, downloads all the updates.
My Xbox just does it. It's done. Like
That's the other thing with mine. It does. I don't know why, but I always have to, anytime, like the Destiny or with Overwatch, I always have to install those and download them whenever I start.
Let's talk about 4.0 now, because that's what we're on. Let's talk about PS, firmware 4.0 came out.
Now, before we begin, if listeners or viewers, we did a bonus round podcast / video. So if you want more in-depth, you know, watch or listen to that. But we will talk about it briefly here.
Well, the Pro. We did a bonus round on the Pro.
Right, around the Pro. I thought that's what we were getting at.
We talked about Slim and Pro. No, we're talking about I'm kind of adding...
Oh, the firmware. The firmware. I'm sorry.
Into
I'm sorry.
This conversation. Right. So...
Well, I'm just reminding them then.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, definitely check it out, because it gets lively.
Again, like,
there's some bonus content, too, with Apple.
An Xbox One Slim, which has built-in 4K, HDR, for $249 this holiday season, that might be awesome to get.
With Halo 5 or Master
Chief
Collection?
With, like, the entire library of Microsoft games, like, they're giving out.
You know
they're
going to throw in, like, every exclusive that they can.
Like, yeah, I would I might pick that up and just, like, leave that at my, like, parents' house for when I go back home on the weekend and just, like, play Xbox stuff back there.
Yeah. I could definitely see the Slim.
You guys can't even argue.
Nice.
Now, I'm a homer with the Microsoft stuff, but you can't argue that the S console is sexier. It's definitely sexier.
No, I'm not arguing that.
Yeah.
But I don't buy a console just based on how sexy it is, so.
That PS4 Slim is an ugly console. I'm sorry. It's an ugly console.
No, the Slim's fine.
I really don't care what the Pro is like at all.
The Pro.
I'm just saying that it's I don't know. It's not
a brown bag over it. I mean, I don't know what the
color.
Butterface.
Overheat it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mine's.
Don't bring it home to mom. Like, don't let your friends see. I don't know. Take a shot.
You hide it. You hide the Slim from your friends.
Get them beer goggles.
Put it on the bottom shelf of your entertainment rack. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, just you put it in the closet when people come over and tell it to stay there and shut up. Yep. You know, that kind of thing.
Be quiet.
Anyways, so let's talk about 4.0 firmware, which came out today and didn't auto update to my console, because even when I turned my system on today when I got home, it didn't start until I went to the PlayStation Network, the store, to sign in. Then it finally started downloading.
It says
how big is it?
It told me it's ready to
370 megs. It's super small.
Ready to download for me, but it didn't do it by itself. I think probably because it needs a restart. Is that why?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I know that I got it going from work. That's all I did.
Anyway, so it adds what folders to games only? Like the row that you see at the top of your interface, you can make folders now for your games, right?
And whatever any of those tiles you get to put in the folder.
No.
Yeah, you can put junk. There's like you can just put all the stuff you don't want in a.
But how
folder.
Do I get my? Okay, so I have Vudu again. We're gonna go Netflix.
Well, you're talking. That's different, Jim. That's not those. That's an app. So that video thing is a tile that you can put in a folder.
Yeah.
But then you cannot pull stuff out of that.
I want to be able to remove their ads that are in that folder, that tile, And also the fact that the Voodoo app, the download one is at the top for me, and the app is down at the bottom.
Yeah, well, that's like, that's different, though. That's not a a tile on that line. That's
why can't I rearrange that? It's ridiculous. I can't rearrange that. It should even go by use. Go by use. Put the stuff I use up, because that would be fine with me. It would be right there.
That's what it does anyway. It puts the games you play more often to the left.
No, he's talking about when he enters his video apps.
Okay, yes. All right, I see what you're saying.
That's where there's confusion.
I agree.
Yes, Overwatch is always right there, and then my video app tile is always right there.
Whatever disc in is always the first thing. But then, Mm-hmm. No, I understand. Yes.
I just want them to be able to fix that. But anyways, what is 4.0 add, Corey? Please tell me.
I haven't even got a chance to really look at it too much.
I got white notifications now, and all my friends basically said...
Oh, was that what you were talking about? Like, I didn't know what you were talking about in Slack earlier when you were like, this patch. I was like, is he talking about the iOS update?
No. What I thought you were talking about. At the PlayStation, the notifications that used to come across that you were invited to groups were black. Now they're white.
Okay. Oh, woo! Yeah. I think I noticed that, too, when I turned on...
What else is there supposed to be adding in this?
You get
folders. I mean, they customize the home. You can customize the home button, like what happens when you hit the home button.
There's like the fast action menu. I think I can demonstrate it a little bit.
I might.
I don't know if you guys can see, because I can't.
We got video going. This is great. It's very bright, but there you go. It's got to catch up with
it. It adjusts eventually. Yeah.
So this here menu, you can... It's kind of like the Xbox One interface. You.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Okay.
That is something different.
That's an overlay now. That's good. Yeah. I like that. Okay, we have overlays in PlayStation, finally.
So it's just like the Xbox One now with their home button thing.
They're not competing with them.
Nope.
No. Of course not. They go at their own pace with their software, though. I'll give them that. They definitely go at their own pace with their software, just like they do with the Vita, which we're going to get to in a moment. But anything else to 4.0 you want to add? We're going to talk about Vita for 6 hours.
I haven't really got to play with it too much, but it is out. And it's
more than Sony's talked about better. Vita.
Ayo! All right, so we'll talk maybe a little more 4.0 as we use their features next week. Sony also had their TGS thing today, yesterday, earlier. I don't know how it works with time travel, but because, you know, it's time zones. So they announced two new colors for their PS Vita.
Whoa, colors.
The colors.
It's alive.
The colors.
It's alive? No.
In Japan, it's sort of...
You can paint something that's dead. It's still dead.
Well, yeah, sure, absolutely. I'm not disputing.
When you posted that in Slack, I was like, "What the fuck are they announcing? This thing is dead. They've stopped all development for it. Why are they making? Why are they printing more of these still?
For now, it's still viable in Japan. And
I mean, the mobile scene in Japan is the only reason. Yeah,
I would be surprised if those saw release outside of Japan.
I don't think we've ever gotten any colors around here except for the black and the white, right?
No, we got the blue too. I think it was GameStop exclusive or something. I forget.
Okay. I saw like an orange one. I'm like, there was an orange one?
There's
I was shocked.
Like pink ones and there's a whole bunch of slew of colors over there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
So it was true. The rumors were true that there were a new handheld something in the works.
Yeah.
Now we know. I think we
speaking of new system
that it was just going to be colors. So, but go ahead.
Yeah. Speaking of new system colors, Xbox One S is getting a black color and a green color. Well, a dark green for their launch of Battlefield 1. So you can get a 1 terabyte Xbox One console now, the small version of it. Instead of getting white, you can get it in like a matte. You can get it in like a matte black finish.
Matte black. There's a
matte black, and there's like a green one.
It's not jet black. Like
not jet black. which is hopefully my iPhone. Anyways, moving on. What else we have? Oh, N7 Day. Remember N7 Day last year, how we were looking forward to Andromeda news and we didn't get any?
I don't.
Oh, you weren't. We were, though.
Yeah, I know you were.
I was looking forward to it. I was so psyched to get nothing for it. I was so pissed at that presentation. Now they're actually teasing that a ton of Andromeda news will be at this N7 Day on November 7th.
Well, we finally got something at the PlayStation.
Yeah, we saw some.
Out of
some
like
very unimpressive footage, though. I thought that was kind of like, it looks like a bad
walking around.
Yeah, it shows nothing.
Some awkward platforming that we don't want in Mass Effect games was in there.
Yeah. Yep, and I mean the normal pressing the button stuff, but like that's got to be in between combat. They didn't show us anything like that.
Wasn't great. That wasn't great footage, to be honest.
No, it wasn't. We said that. I don't. Well, you were on the spoiler cast there, or the bonus round.
No, I wasn't.
But we did mention that on our bonus round. So, and lastly, we have Kojima revealing that Death Stranding.
Do we want to talk about PS4 Pro at all?
I'd say
no?
We should mention a little bit because if
we will. Just in case. Yeah.
We will. If you didn't watch the bonus round, which we have a whole bonus round.
I'd like
on,
to hear what Mike thought of it because we haven't heard them.
Sure. Kojima reveals Death Stranding, that weird, weird E3 game that we saw, is going to be an open-world co-op action game. That's with Norman Reedus, if you remember that weird-looking game that was weird. I can't say weird enough about that. It's weird. So
yeah.
Is it? It's weird. Yeah. Weird.
So an open-world co-op action game. How does that work?
Done by an indie company, don't forget.
Doesn't Dying Light have co-op in it? Isn't that open-world?
There's a co-op mode, yep.
Yeah, I've never tried it. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm getting that. It's like
yes,
$30 for the everything.
What, like, what is so great about that game?
It's just fun, dude. It's fun.
Looks, it's parkour and zombies. I mean, looks pretty good. I've been wanting to try it, and for $30 you get everything. I think that's a pretty good deal, considering Tony got like everything for $20.
Best deal of that year. That was amazing. I was like, yeah. What? Okay. Worked.
All right. Well, let's talk about the PS4 Pro, Mike. We had a bonus round on this. They mentioned, obviously, they had their like event where they announced the console. And did you get to see any of this?
A little bit, but I really don't understand most of it.
we were saying right this on the bonus round.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you, Mike. I'm laughing because I'm pretty sure we talked about this. Like, even if we didn't get it, like,
yeah,
and we're, three of us are IT nerds, and we're like, what? Yeah. Like.
And not that
the three of us couldn't understand what they were talking about. There was no chance, no offense,
geek or anything, Mike. But we were just saying, like, we understand all these like technical terms for the most part, and we had no idea what was going on. So when we're like, yeah, Mike is not gonna have any clue what they're saying, or probably even care.
No, that's kind of I saw a little of it, and I'm just like, well, whatever. I'll learn about this as it becomes relevant to my life, which it probably
as it becomes relevant to my life.
Yeah,
it doesn't look very relevant. I mean, in my opinion,
think they really shot themselves in the foot there.
I think it was a terrible presentation. That, you know, like I said, I need to get a new PlayStation, and I'm looking at the Slim. If the Slim had 4K streaming, which I'm not even doing yet, but I want to. If I'm gonna get a console, I want it to be like future compatible. So like, I would get it. I would get the Slim. I don't really want the Pro. It doesn't really have any features that make sense. Like, all it looks like it's going to do for us is give us better frame rates for their games coming out. That's what I got from this presentation, right? And they didn't even they couldn't even show us that, really.
It's hard to show over a stream.
So, yeah, I know.
Yeah, what?
And it's supposed to be 4K gaming compatible, but not
native
else.
4K.
Whatever that means.
So
see, that's
TV.
The thing. Like, I want to, like, all right, Mike. When you hear 4K gaming, and then like you go out and you want to buy a 4K television, like, what are you looking for?
Nothing. It's got to look better. Does it look noticeably better? Yes or no?
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. I don't think that it will be that noticeable. Although the Digital Foundry article is pretty interesting. I thought that was a great.
It is,
because they did a better job of selling that system than Sony did. And they were just like saying, just giving
and
you
facts. Everyone was talking about HDR. I'm like, what is that? I asked you guys on Slack. I'm like, I have no idea what that is.
Like, if you go to Best Buy, I was at Best Buy today looking at the TVs, and it's a really nice picture. Like the LG stuff I was looking at, that's the TV that I'm going to end up buying next year. But like, and it looks really nice. I don't know how, I can't translate that to video games because I haven't seen it on a video game though. All I see are these like 4K images, which are demos and are meant to, like, the wow factor, the particles. You know what I mean? The Corey, you know, the particles.
Yeah.
3D. That's really what they're doing. Yeah. So they were doing that in the Sony TVs, all the little sparkly particles flying. And then you're like, then you notice HDR. I want to see it in games. And I don't know how they're going to demonstrate this, because what company demos HDR TVs with games on them? I don't know of anybody. Best Buy doesn't do it. So how are they going to get this point across to gamers? I don't know. Like, this is going to be a weird...
Well, the problem
is
the Pro was for people like us, but they didn't really market it to people like us at all. I think that that's where they faltered, because they could have come out and really given us a reason to upgrade our system. Because to me, like, we were talking about corporate greed and stuff, and Sony's just been coming out and just like nailing that moniker for like this past couple of weeks. Let's raise PlayStation Plus. Let's put out a console $100 more that you really don't know what it's for, but it's better, so buy it. And if you have
you
another
need
one,
it, bitches,
you can upgrade. I mean, like, really? Like, this doesn't make sense at all. Like, why not wait and put out PlayStation 5 and make that backwards compatible with PS4 games?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is there going to be a PlayStation 5 since there's not going to be an Xbox?
They did come out and say, now we had on our bonus round, this is going to continue from the bonus round, we had talked about how they're going to come up with newer, like the counter Microsoft Scorpio, they're going to come out with newer ones. They came out and said this is the last, like, what, this is the set last
iteration
of the PS4.
All right.
We'll see.
So, I mean, in 2018, 2019, we're going to get the, you know, like, yeah, what we mentioned was, it could go into that yearly or 18-month upgrade cycle. I mean, that could be happening.
I just don't see that happening. I see a PS5 coming out in, you know, two or three years.
I see Super PS4 Ultra coming out.
Ultimate Edition.
I think Capcom's like, cha-ching, cha-ching. Upgrade, though, is like that it's going to be fully backwards compatible with these games. It's just...
Sure.
You're going to get games that are locked out. So, sure, call it PS5 or... Call it PS4 Super Ultra or call it PlayStation. I mean, whatever you want to call it, I think that PS4 games will probably be moving forward for the most part, and you're going to be playing them. I think you're going to be playing them for a while, sure.
You don't think it'll be a hard PS5? You think they're going to adopt the Microsoft philosophy, which I'm not even convinced they're really adopting.
If they call it PS5,
they're just trying it.
Then there's precedent for it. If they call PS5, that you won't be able to play these games. But I think whatever system they come out with next, whatever it may be, will probably be backwards compatible with PS4 games.
Okay. I think so. I think so, too. I think that moving forward, it's maybe not future compatible, but backwards compatible.
Tomb Raiders, they've talked about Tomb Raider having three settings in it now, where you can play in ultra mode or normal ultra mode, whatever, low mode.
But who's gonna, like, Mike, seriously, Mike, you don't play PC games, right?
No,
and you don't want to play PC games.
Only older point and click games. That's what I play on PC.
But, like, you don't want to go into options and change these settings.
No,
like,
I don't.
I'm not saying I don't want to do this because I would do this, but I know, like, I'm not calling you a casual gamer. Let's rephrase that. It's not casual gaming. It's the
your brother would never do this.
You're playing the game.
No, he would never do this. Listen,
you're playing the game.
No,
I play these games to play the game.
I look at these systems to play a game without thinking about it. We even talk about the firmware update. I'm like, this is stuff I don't care about. I will never use. I'll never fiddle with this. I don't care where the folders are. I don't want to deal with that shit. I want to play the fucking game.
Because I've never looked at the feed. Yeah. Apparently, there's a like. You can like things on there. I never used
that. There's a live feed on the far left.
I don't like that shit either.
Yeah.
So, I don't particularly like. You make three settings, and it does make it pretty straightforward. I think it'll be easier than doing something similar on a PC, but I don't want to be bothered with it. I don't want to, like,
it needs to auto detect that stuff anyway.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just, it's not what I want to be doing on a console, and that at some point, like, I will have to be like, oh, is will it be better to be, I might as well just be playing on a PC. Mm-hmm. If it becomes too much like that, now
the way this
know,
looks, I mean, Tony,
that,
Tony, that actually could be a thing. Like, seriously, like, if they start making it as complicated as it sounds, it's going to be, you might as well get a PC, right?
I know, and that's what my point was. All these gut.
First of all, none of us have said we want to do this. We just said that if it gets that way, you might as well. That's it. That's it.
I don't even know how
to
connect a PC to a big TV. Like, that enough is confusing to me.
Who's an HDMI cable? It's the same cable.
No, it's easy. It's super easy. Yeah, controllers are the same. You plug your controller in USB, or you can pair it with Bluetooth dongles, and that's fine. But it's the settings. It's the optimization. It's the thing I like about consoles that sounds like it's going away. right?
Right. And what that was my point, that the line between a
PC and a console. We didn't know this until last week, and you've said this for years. That's all I'm saying, Tony. Like, yes, you have said this for years, absolutely. But
okay, thank you. That's all I want. That's all I want to hear. That's all I want to hear.
That's why, though, I think when PlayStation says they're not going to compete with Microsoft, maybe they're not going that way. That's why I think they still might do a hard PS5.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because that's the thing is, Microsoft. We even acknowledge this with the you know Xbox Anywhere program that Microsoft finally realized, you know what, maybe we can't face Sony 1v1 worldwide like we're by using console only. We got to leverage our strength, which is the PC market, to our advantage. You know, so that's why future Xbox games are going to be on the Xbox platform and via Windows store.
Windows which 10. Is why I kind of said, like, I feel like Xbox is sort of getting out of the console market, which you say it's not
true. That's also
I feel
something
like they are.
What I've said for a while, that, you know, it's not lucrative for them anymore. It's they're just pissing away money.
Anyways. All right, let's get into what we've been up to. Mike, you've been gone. Well,
yeah, so I've been playing, actually, the last bit of content I'll ever guess I'll play on Fallout 4 in Nuka World, the DLC. It's bigger than I thought. There's a lot to do. It's a little better than I initially thought, too. There's more to it, and it does incorporate stuff in the main world as well as Nuka World. But again, like only the companion that you can get in the new content has anything to say about anything you do there, so... It's a little bit of a disconnect, which I don't like, but it's fine. It's just, this is it, and it's...
What does it add, though? Is it worthwhile? Is it fun? Are you like, damn, I'm glad I paid money for this?
Oh, yeah, I think it's worthwhile. The only reason why, like, I'm feeling like I want to rush through it a little bit is just because I got Deus Ex.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like, oh, I want to get through this. But no, yeah, it's fun. Basically, there's six locations with their own sort of like little objective and story that you unlock in Nuka World. They all are themed based on this park that existed like Disney World. It's pretty funny. They have new flavors of the Nuka Cola, new armor, new weapons. And there's basically raiders own different parts of the park. And you need to choose. You somehow become the boss of all of them. And you choose who gets what section of the park. And you align with certain ones. Or you could kill them all, too, alternately, which I still might do in the end because they all deserve it. But we'll see. So I'm playing through just to see where the story goes with, you know, the power struggle between the three factions of raiders and you in charge of them all. So it is interesting. It's probably about the same size content-wise as Far Harbor, which is real good. I think it's a little... less interesting story-wise, but we'll see. I haven't finished it, so I don't know. So yeah, I'm enjoying it, but I am sort of looking towards the end now, knowing that this is it. I guess this is it.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
That's all I've been playing, really.
Corey?
Let's see. Well, Overwatch, I finished my placement matches on PS4. And I have to say, I thought I played a lot better.
Oh, yeah, I did that too. I forgot.
Yeah.
I thought I did a lot better on PS4 than I did on Xbox. Xbox, I specifically was like, I'm going to play only support even if I lose these games. I'm going to play support. Not changing. Not going to do deter. Whatever. I'm going to play support. I went 5-5 on Xbox and placed just under 2,400. And then I won one game, and that pushed me just over 24. I got 16 points in my win, which is ridiculous, I think.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like at 24 something on Xbox now. On PS4, I'm like, I'm going to play whatever it takes to win. I'm going to switch to support. I'm going to switch to DPS. I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. And I was joking with you, Mike, because I didn't see any leavers on Xbox. I was like, people don't leave. It seems like it's gotten much better. Yeah. Three matches in a row. I started off, I think, two wins, and then three matches in a row, I had leavers.
Yep.
And
you played during the free weekend, though.
But again, we shouldn't be matched up with like these people who played it for the first day or two.
It doesn't matter.
Who knows? Maybe they played enough time to get that level that quickly.
That's almost impossible.
It doesn't even matter. They want to play competitive. Maybe they should have tried harder. Like, they're going to play all that time into play competitive and then drop out. Like,
yeah, good point. Good point.
It's like, so why do you do that? Like, you're just screwing with our entire thing. And it sucks. So
it's because their mom called them. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, so basically, you know, we're playing as best we can, but for the most part, you can't overcome one person going. Like, we did that one time, and that was amazing. I think when I was playing with you, Tony and Jim, I don't know if you were there, Mike, but, and then, so like three losses in a row, and that's just like, that just sucks. And because I thought I was playing a lot better. And then I played another game, and won, then lost, then won, then lost. So I ended up actually 4-6 in my placement matches on PS4. And like I said, I felt, and I wanted to go look at my stats on the Watcher. I wrote a lot of stuff down, but like, just, I didn't write like my medals or anything. I just wrote like different limbs or anything. But I've been like trying to keep track of stuff. Watcher's not working, and Master Overwatch. None of those sites are working, so I couldn't.
I got all my stats updated last night because I was sending you them.
Yeah.
That was on these sites. So I think the patch that came out today broke the sites.
Well, in any case, I can't. It says like I'm 3-3, which is obviously not true. But in any case, in the end, I placed in gold again at 23. I want to say 23:40, something like that. So I'm like, what happened? Like, why? I don't understand why. I felt like I played better. I know I lost one more game than I did in the other one, but I know like I contributed more. But so I really have no idea how these things work anymore, like with their skill ratings and what they do. But I think even though it shouldn't matter, because it's supposed to determine your skill, but I think the wins definitely have a major factor in where you get placed.
I think so too. Because
like, it shouldn't, if you're doing placement matches, it should be focused on your skill, but your skill is based on if you win or not too, I guess. So.
Well, stats also change if you win. I mean, you'll have much better stats usually if you win.
Not always. I mean, I had some great stats when I thought I had like a 42 elimination and 15 death game that we lost because it was a long game, but we still lost.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens. So, like, I don't.
That's
know
the other thing with levers too, because you don't. You almost want to be like, ugh, well, I should quit when it allows you to, but then you lose all your stats if you don't leave. So then you have to fight a losing battle to get your stats up enough to sort of salvage anything. It's just a bad situation every time. There's like no way to win when that happens.
Yeah. It's feel bad. It's definitely feel bad. Unfortunately, that's just how this genre of gaming is, which nobody has been able to really solve.
Not yet. I think they're doing a great job and stuff, but it's definitely interesting when you solo queue.
League of Legends just incorporated this feature where you can actually enter you can remake a game. Like, basically, if everybody, I think, or the majority of people agree to
re-up it,
remake the game, rematch. Like, you leave that game without penalty, unless you're the guy who left, then I think you get penalized heavily. So maybe that's something that, Blizzard needs to look into, because definitely that's one of the rage-inducing moments. And that was my very first experience with competitive mode in Overwatch. Somebody left 2 or 3 minutes in the game because they were sucking really bad. It's like, fuck this. Like, fuck that guy. Fuck this game right now. I'm mad.
Yeah. I mean, it should not affect the game. A lever should not affect the game that much. They should either have somebody come drop in, but then you have if the game. I guess the timing wise.
Nobody wants to backfill on a competitive game that you're losing. No.
I think what should happen is the winning team, unfortunately, I think they need to get the points for the win still. But I think the losing team, at the very least, definitely should lose not as much, if anything. And the guy who left, fuck that guy. At least if they show a consistent, like, it was just like, hey, like, you keep quitting on games you're losing. Like, if it's a disconnect, your power goes out or whatever, there needs to be some forgiveness, because otherwise you just get banned nilly-willy.
They, there's a post on it about how Battleborn does it. I know, Battleborn, who cares about that game?
What's that?
But how they have it implemented is once you start a game and you leave, you cannot play another game until that game is finished.
That's how legal.
So that's cool.
Yeah, but I like that. It's so like it's obviously doing it on console, so you could do that.
I like that. Yeah, I think that's a cool idea.
Yeah, but
that would stop people from leaving.
Unless they
disconnect.
But at the same time, like, you need to penalize them more than that.
Well,
like,
yeah, sure. You can still pay. Like, they still get penalized, but they also are not able to play a game. Like, why do you leave a game that's not, like, a quarter of the way in?
Right. I get what you're saying.
So don't let them play some more. That's why they're leaving, so they can play a different game. Like, instead, maybe give us a chance to come back. You know, if all of a sudden we're losing really bad, and, you know, who knows? They still have a shot.
Yeah.
But in any case, that happened, and I'll see how it goes. I want to climb up to platinum, though. That's my goal this time.
So you're gold right now, right?
Yeah, I got to get to. I need 150 points, I think, for platinum.
So you're 2400. What's the difference? 1,000 points they did it, or 500?
500. So you need 2500 to get to platinum.
No. I mean, difference be playing with friends. So what's the gap? Is it 1,000 points?
1,000.
It's a huge gap. So it's a huge gap then.
It's 1,000.
Mike, what are you at?
I don't remember. I just know I'm gold.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're in the 2,200, 2,400 area. So, yeah, I mean, that's 200 points. I mean, so we should be okay.
If you're gold, if everybody's gold or platinum, they're going to be able to play together. As soon as you get to diamond, that's when gold people shouldn't be able to play with each other.
So. Mm. Alright. We'll see how many points it is. Anything else, Corey?
Like you mentioned, I did play Destiny a little bit. My one friend, he needed to wrap some stuff up that's gonna no longer be available to do. Not content-wise, but just acts in the game that get recognized. It's called the Moment of Triumph. So I helped him out the other day, and it was funny because he's been trying to do this all year since Taken King's come out, basically. And, so finally, we got it yesterday, which
sounds like a happy thing.
Sure does. But
yep.
I feel good that he got it, because I know if he didn't get it, and the next week rolled around, he would have been pissed. It's like, wait, what? I just see him being like, wait, I didn't know about this. So
yeah. All right, Tony.
Let's see. I beat Fire Emblem Revelations finally.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Took a break from the game because just like. Going from Birthright to Conquest, it was just like, oh man, Conquest just broke my balls. Like, literally just fucking broke my balls. I was like, damn, that was crushing. So I took a break from the game, just get away from it. But I really did like it at the end. It's funny because I wasn't really feeling that first because I'm like, god damn, I gotta level up these fucking characters again. Because, you know, all your units start out kind of weak and you gotta build them into monsters. But, like, I kind of wish the game had let you just take your crew and kind of just go on a victory lap and just fucking steamroll through that third path of the game instead of making me go from like level 1 again, you know, start me out at level 20. I don't care if the enemies are higher, you know, but just grinding everybody up to get like the skills and the classes and everything. I was just and the children pairing, I was just it was a headache. But no, I love the game. The story and the characters weren't as good as I thought Awakening should have been. So I definitely hope they get that in order for the next game, whenever that is. I think we might see the mobile game, but I have a feeling that might be a bit more like All-Starsy, where it's like, hey, all the characters from different Fire Emblem games. But we'll see. That's delayed until next year because of the Mario Run game, which I don't think we talked about on the podcast.
Well, we didn't talk about any of the Apple stuff yet.
We did talk about it on the podcast because I said how I was looking forward to it because I had Monster Dash. I was talking about Runners. Right. We definitely talked about it. It may be on the bonus round, but we talked about it.
Yeah.
The podcast didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm saying maybe it was in the bonus round.
Right. Which is why I'm mentioning that.
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
You know, one of the big announcements, and this is what I said on the bonus round, is that in a day where you have you know, Sony announcing their newest PlayStation systems, the biggest controversy or talk on the internet that day for gaming was Mario coming to iOS and mobile stuff in general. Yeah. Which, you
well,
know,
that
is interesting.
And the headphone jack. I mean, those two things, I think.
Those, right. I said specifically for gaming, though. Yeah. Mario was definitely the biggest thing on social media.
As far as, yeah, sure. PlayStation and Nintendo.
Yep. And other than, right. Other than that, just some more Overwatch. Jim and I started our placement matches last night. We went 3-1, so hopefully we continue right. that. I really like to right. go like 7-3 or 8-2, preferably. But
let's get to 5 wins first, and then we'll build from there. Let's just get the 5 wins first. Yeah. Then Jimmy's you guarantee the 5-5.
Yeah, don't count your chickens, because what happens? I think, and what I was feeling is that they were putting me in matches that they wanted me to carry my team. Not that I'm not going to carry teams, and that's the problem. It's like
our first match of the night last night was a joke. It was a fucking joke. We were laughing while playing. That's how easy it was. Like, it was that easy.
It felt like a casual mode. Like, it's like, these people know they queued up for competitive, right?
Yeah, that was the one they didn't push the payload once, right?
I forget. That might have been the third game. But then you're... I think the first one, I think we won decisively, but it wasn't that bad. Yeah. That was, I think, the third match. Or the fourth. I forget. Whatever.
Or maybe it was third or fourth. We paired up with some good players, a team of 4 once, and they were great, and we rolled through it. And then there was another one where we... Definitely, they did not push the payload 1 inch during the entire match. So it was pretty hilarious because all we did was jump down and touch the payload, and we won. It was amazing.
I killed 2 people, hit the payload, and it goes, victory. I'm like, huh? Like, oh, okay, this is a thing. Cool. But yeah.
So I'm queuing as support. I'm queuing as support, just for the record. So
yep.
We'll see where I place. All right. That's really it. I mean, we've already listened to what I was up to. So, we do have an offer for our listeners. If you go to trylootcrate.com/AYCG, you can sign up for Loot Crate, which is a monthly goodies company where they send you collectibles, comics, figures, all that kind of good stuff, t-shirts, buttons, pins, in a box, once a month, awesomely delivered to your house. So if you go to trylootcrate.com/AYCG, and then when you go to sign up, you enter the promo code BRIDGE10, BRIDGE, and the numbers 1 and 0. That's BRIDGE10. You can save 10% off your first order with Loot Crate. So there's your offer. And I think that's going to wrap up the podcast, right? So listeners or viewers, if you have any comments at all, questions, you can write us podcast@allyoucangeek.net. Follow us on Twitter @allyoucangeek. Like us on Facebook. You can also view us now on YouTube and comment on YouTube. So let us know what you think of the videos. That's going to wrap up.
Check out that bonus content on YouTube for the Apple thing and the PS4 bonus round. Bonus content for the Apple thing was kind of just off the cuff, and it gets lively, which was cool. I have strong feelings towards.
It was heated. Just I got the end of it when they were arguing. I'm like,
it's lively. I wouldn't say. Heated, but it's lively. I have strong feelings for removing something and Tony.
Also, look for me to do a nerdgasm cast on the watch. I'm getting my Apple Watch 2 is coming in, and I'll probably do something on the iPhone as well to talk about that. So that'll happen. I'll do maybe a solo video or something.
Are you gonna do an unboxing, Jim?
I haven't done an unboxing in forever, but I was going to just talk about the Apple Watch 2 and how much of an improvement it is over the first one. So that's what I want to find out. I need a new watch, so it's an easy decision for me to buy, but I'll find out if it is an actual good decision to buy. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Cool. So tune in next week. We're going to have some good stuff for games and movies, and that Apple content coming up, I hope, next week for my phone, too.